Today's the Rashi for the morning after Moshe arranges for the reading of who's going to get which nachala. The Torah shifts to the story of the Benot Tzlofchad. These are the women whose father, Tzlofchad, died in the Midbar, and he had no sons, and so it wasn't exactly clear who was going to get the inheritance. At first glance, it didn't seem like they were going to, and so they came to request it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, Avinu met b'midbar, v'hu lo haya b'toch ha'idah, no'adim al Hashem b'edat Korach, ki b'chato met, uvanim lo ayu lo. He died with his own sin, that's why he's not here, and he had no children. So Rashi comments and says, why did they mention that he wasn't part of Adat Korach? Because they wanted to say that he died because of his own sin, meaning a personal sin, a private sin, and so that's why they had to mention that he didn't die because of Adat Korach. And from Rashi's words, it sounds like they felt that the most important thing was lo hecheti et acherim imo. He didn't cause other people to sin. If they had been part of Adat Korach, then they would have been part of a movement to sin, and that would have been much more chamor, and maybe that would be a reason why they wouldn't be able to inherit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva tries to identify who Tzlofchad was and why he died. He says, well, we have one case that we have an anonymous sinner, the Mekoshesh Etzim, a person who did something that was Chilul Shabbat. We don't even know what it was that this person did or why he did it. So Rabbi Akiva says that must have been Tzlofchad, and therefore it was his own personal sin. It wasn't involved with anybody else. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mina Ma'apilim Haya. Rabbi Shimon says she was one of the Ma'apilim. She was one of the people that tried to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem told them not to after the Chet HaMeraglim. Some wonder, what's the benefit to saying it was a Mekoshesh Etzim Haya? Why is it better to be Mekoshesh Etzim than it is to be part of Adat Korach? After all, Adat Korach was a sin, and Mekoshesh Etzim was a sin. It was Chilul Shabbat. It's pretty bad. So some explain, based on Rashi, that at least Mekoshesh Etzim didn't try to get other people to sin. He was just his own personal Chilul Shabbat. Ramban, quotes the Ibn Ezra, says that perhaps, or Ramban himself actually says, that perhaps Benot Tzlofchad thought that Moshe Rabbeinu had taken Adat Korach personally, right? That it was something that they were going against Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he had a greater amount of animosity or resentment towards Adat Korach, and maybe that would express itself through the unwillingness to give the benot of somebody who was involved in that a chelik in Eretz Israel. And so Ramban says that's why the Benot Tzlofchad wanted to say, oh, he wasn't involved in that. Just a final idea, Mekoshesh Etzim, Tosfot, in Bava Batra, when he talks about the Mekoshesh Etzim, he actually says that the Mekoshesh was doing it lishma. He was trying to show Bnei Israel that there still was a Shabbat even after Chet HaMeraglim. That they shouldn't think that, okay, now that we've done Chet HaMeraglim, we're not going to go into Eretz Israel, therefore we don't have to keep the mitzvot at all. So the Mekoshesh Etzim went out, and he was actually Mechalel Shabbat before Hesya, in order to be killed for it, to make an impression and to show them that they weren't actually exempt now from the mitzvot. There's a lot more to say on that, but Ot Chazon L'Moed. Yom Tov.